What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday the 25th of September. It's like Groundhog Day. Here I am again with my offering to you of my educational, inspirational, entertaining podcast. That's what we're going to call it. And it's the Friday episode, which is always the episode where I don't really give a shit, you don't really give a shit. All we want to do is go out and have a good time. But unfortunately, the pubs are going to be shutting at 10 o'clock, so you've got to get your groove on early. You're going to have to get drunk or start drinking in the toilets at work. Fuck it. First of all, as you do on a Friday, mid-morning, you order your breakfast sandwiches. Everybody takes about an hour and a half to eat them. And then you go to lunch and have your two-hour lunch break or your extended lunch break in the pub. And then when you come back, you carry on drinking in the toilets. By the time you get out of work, you're already pissed. And then you're in the fucking groove zone. Unfortunately, you won't be listening to me because I'm doing this one late, as usual. So, oh, unless you're in another country, of course. And then you can take this one to the bank. If you're in, oh, no, if you're in another country, it depends on what your lockdown rules are. Anyway, I'm talking to British people at the moment and everybody else. You take heed if your pubs start doing the same thing. But the pubs are going to be kicking everybody out at 10 o'clock. Everyone's going to go back to parties. Everyone will find a way around it. Obviously, it's going to be less than six people. Of course, everybody's going to keep to that situation. It is a bit worrying though, because the virus is on the rise. The virus is doing the rounds again. So you've got to be careful out there. If you are in more than six people, just throw the spliff across the room to each other. You don't have to stand next to each other. Although, if you're getting in any orgies, I don't know how you're going to do that. If you're in an orgy party, you're going to find it very hard to keep socially distanced, aren't you? It's almost impossible, I would say, in an orgy to be socially distanced. It's going to have to be a game of, like, I don't know. It's going to have to be a masturbation type of orgy, isn't it? What am I talking about? It's Friday, I can say these kind of things. But the reason I'm saying that is because apparently it's okay to have sex with people, because everyone's trying to ask what's the rules around having sex with people outside your household and stuff. And apparently you can have sex with people outside your household if you're already in a sexual relationship with them. So it's on you to have a conscience. If you meet somebody that you're dying to have sex with, but you're not already in a sexual relationship, that is kind of against the rules. I would say you've got to follow the rules of your loins on that situation. Just wear a mask if you really are worried about it. Don't have to be worried about it. If you are going to break the rules, then wear a mask. If you haven't got a mask handy, the man can wear the woman's underwear. The woman can wear the man's underwear, and that could be part of the sex game. It won't be, I wouldn't do it after any kind of exercise though, or any kind of sweaty endeavours. I think the libido might droop a little. Anyway, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm on a legal high, I think. I'm on a high of the Friday high. I've not had a drink yet. I'm going to have one as soon as this podcast is put down, and it's only the middle of the afternoon. But people are going to get injected with COVID. Healthy volunteers are deliberately being infected with coronavirus during the vaccine trials in the new year. So that's a big risky. That's a bit risky. I'll tell you what, I would want a lot of money, and I want it written in fucking, I'd like it written that your family's taken care of at the very least. Because if that goes tits up, because you don't know if you're going to be one of the ones who don't fucking, who cops it. You could just go fucking south, couldn't it? What if you end up with pneumonia and you got to go on the ventilator and all that kind of stuff? So it's got to be worth a lot of money. Remember that guy ages ago who was being tested in the labs, and his head fucking blew up to about 10 times the size of his fucking normal head. And I think he survived, but not, you know, it was scary, I'd imagine, with your head swelling up. Actual head swelling to the size of like a Frank Sidebottom. So, but, you know, and then you've signed something away that it's not on the risk's on you. But I would say I want a load of money, and I want everybody to be looked after in my family. Unfortunately, it'd be lots of people who are skinned to have to go and do that. There are no fucking rich people, no MPs. They ain't going to go and get infected with coronavirus. No way, Jose. you're better off just fucking getting somebody at the test centre who happens to already be infected with coronavirus. I mean, do I have to be the fucking brains of this country or what? There's people at the test centres, you're going to test them, they're going to be already infected. And then you just say to them, why don't we just do this trial of the vaccination on you and we'll pay you to do that? At least you've already got the virus, so it don't make no fucking difference. We don't actually have to give it to you and fuck you up. There you go. I'll tell you what, get me on the phone, get Boris on the phone. Something needs to get sorted around here. And I tell you what, they ain't listening to this podcast because not even you're listening to this podcast. So, but it makes total sense, doesn't it? Anyway, the health sector, yeah, the health sector, I told you, the health sector, that's the person they've been asking. The woman on a Good Morning program was saying established couples should be having sex. And in these rules, we have to bring in, there have to be boundaries, to coin a phrase. If you're saying that two households shouldn't mix, which are we saying in some part? I don't know, what the fuck. I think we should stick it to the letter of what is, I don't even know what he's saying. He's basically saying you shouldn't be mixing if you're not in the same household. So if you're you're going to have to shag somebody who lives in the same house if you're going to follow the rules. I think the rules are meant to be bended if you can be sensible. That's my opinion on it anyway, because it's just getting boring now. Millions of adults think wine. Wine is one of your five a day, especially on a Friday. It's fucking four of your five a day on a Friday. Could always go to five of your five a day. Wine, millions of adults, and it's not millions of adults think wine counts as one of your five a day. That's got to be fucking bullshit. Have you actually asked millions of adults? No, of course you haven't. That's stupid. You probably asked about 100 and then you do an average. It's bollocks. You're asking the fucking thick 100, or you're asking the pisshead 100. The pisshead 100, 100% are going to say it, and the thick 100 are going to go, what? It's got grapes in it. Yeah, of course. Must be then. But anyway, I don't care. I would drink wine any day of the week. You can drink anything in moderation. I'm not listening to all of that bullshit about. There's two schools of thought. One of them is you drink a little bit every day, and that's the secret to a long life. Take the Mediterranean diet, and all the old folk over there, they drink wine every day. But then you got the other one, the boring school of thought, that if you drink wine or drink alcohol every day, you could give you dementia, could give you heart attack, could give you kidney disease, could give you arthritis, could give you heart attack, could give you all these things. Which one? And I tell you what, and just worrying about all that is enough. Worrying about that and then not doing it could kill you quicker than having the drink and relaxing and enjoying yourself. So at the very least, if you fucking have an heart attack and die while you're enjoying yourself, that's the fucking better way to go, isn't it? Come on. The only thing is if you get too pissed and then you walk out in front of a bus, that is a bit of a waste of a life. So you've got to be everything in moderation. CIA agents use the psychic to uncover an ancient civilization of aliens living on Mars. Where are they living? Because we've looked all around Mars and there ain't no fucking... I told you, there's no houses. There's nothing like that. Where are they living? There's no structures. They're either living inside Mars, which is very, very plausible. They could be like crab people or ferret people. You know, or maybe, because Mars, I don't know what the deal is. Is Mars really hot? I think Mars is really hot, isn't it? I don't even know that, but it's red, so I'm going to assume it's hot. So maybe they have to live underwater. It could be like fucking... It could be like the Tora Bora caves down there. It could be like Mad Max style, where everybody's running around inside miles and miles and, you know, thousands of miles of what's it called? How is it? Maybe cities underground. Could be. Could be. I mean, you think you would have seen a fucking head pop up every now and then. You know, like what's that game? Whack-a-mole. You've seen a few heads pop up out of some of these craters every now and then. It'll just go, what's the weather like? Yeah, it's all right. Well, I'm going to get back down and got to get to alien work. I've got to get to my alien job. But, you know, they're not very civil. They're not very advanced because there's no spaceships around there. There's no, like, any of that kind of stuff. So we ain't got to worry about them too much. It's the ones who are fucking more advanced than us that we got to worry about. They might be like us, they might have fucked their planet up the way we're fucking ours up. And they might come over here and go, this place is not as fucked as our place is fucked. But I personally think they'll come down here and say, how can you destroy this fucking beautiful place? We've already been here before. We've met the Red Indians. We've met the Egyptians. We've met fucking Jesus and all those kind of people in those days. Them, they were all right, all those lot. We've met the cave people. They're, all them were all right. It's you lot in this last 100 years, or these last 200 years, you're a bunch of fucking arseholes. You treat each other like shit. I'm sorry. We ain't down with that. But anyway, it'd be good if they are, because we're going up there. So that'd be good to see the first people we send up there. That'd be a good horror film, because it'll all be on camera, because the whole time when somebody's up on Mars, they're going to be documenting it. And then we're going to see real life horror situation, because the aliens are going to come for them. And they're going to be chomped up like in that Prometheus or whatever it is. And we might pay-per-view, that's what it'll be. They've got to pay for the mission. They're already doing it. I told you they're already doing it up in the space stations. They're going to pay for it by taking Kellogg's cornflakes up there and doing adverts and makeup and whatever. So anything's possible. Holiday maker. Maybe they'd get get an alien wearing like some Calvin Klein or something like that. You know, like the new Calvin Klein model, you know, like Mike Wahlberg used to be. You get an alien wearing like Calvin Klein underwear, and that would just fucking destroy Instagram and Twitter in one go. Especially if it's an alien with a fucking half good looking. He might have like big buggly eyes or whatever, but if he's got like toned body and everything, that's what I imagine him to look like. Anyway, a tiny finger-sized Rubik Cube has gone on sale to mark 40 years since the puzzle's launch. The Rubik Cube, £1,480. It's tiny. It's like it's fingernail size, but it's tiny. It's really little. If the real the full size one isn't hard enough to do, that tiny one, there's a picture of somebody doing it as well. You've got to do that. I'd love to see someone try and do a Rubik Cube high on LSD. That'd be quite funny. I saw somebody trying to put an IKEA flat pack furniture together on LSD. There's a video of that on YouTube. That's funny as anything, because trying to put flat pack furniture, for one, is really shit. It's one of the worst things you could ever fucking want to do. But going to IKEA and buying a whole house of furniture and it all comes to your flat pack, and then you've got to fucking work out how to put it together. Don't bother. There's hundreds, there's thousands of fucking brilliant furniture from the fucking 1800s and the Georgian and Victorian furniture. It's all cheap as chips at the minute. Absolutely cheap as chips, because it's all out of fashion because of the IKEA stuff. And it's solid. Fucking pine, oak and whatever. You just paint it to the colour you want if that's what you want to do. Although I say that's bastardising it. This behind me, if you're watching the video, this behind me, this is a Victorian chest of drawers. Look at it. It's fucking mint. But anyway, IKEA putting out to get, if you're going to buy it, you've got to at the very least buy on LSD. I'll tell you what, taking LSD in IKEA is fucking just as bad, because you wouldn't find a way out. You can't find a way out when you're in there. They make it purposely so you can't get the fuck out of the place. You're in there for hours. Worst thing I ever did was do a job for somebody, and he sent me with the shopping list up to IKEA. What a fucking mug. That was the biggest waste of fucking my life I've ever done, I think. I lost about 5 hours. I was dehydrated. It was almost, I needed help. I was almost like, you know, hallucinating. I needed to get the fuck out of there. Otherwise, I was just going to jump into one of the show beds. But yeah, it was a nightmare. But I'll never go back there. Not against, unless it's against my will anyway, because I fucking hate the place. I don't hate the place. I like the furniture. I like the style. I like the looks. But everybody's got it. But I like the look of it. But I don't like putting it together. I don't ever want to do that. Ever again. A Sainsbury's manager caught on CCTV cashing in on 2,500 of lottery tickets. He nicked all the scratch cards, 2,500 of them. That's a good, try. He's burgled himself, took all the scratch cards and scratched them all. I don't know whether would they know whether that one was nicked? If they, because you obviously reported stolen. Imagine if he won and they said, no, that one was, we can't cash that one because it's a stolen card. So he wouldn't have fucking won anything anyway. He'd have been gutted. But he was caught on his own CCTV. Stupid. Some people are just dumb. If you're going to burgle yourself or you're going to do something like that to, you know, to better yourself, well, you're doing it to, you know, he's obviously down on his luck and he needs a bit of money. And he just thought, you know, maybe I'll be a millionaire out of this 2,500, but he's made his problems worse. But think about it, turn your fucking CCTV on, or at least wear a stick-on moustache, at the very least. Or, what's it called? Marx Brothers, the glasses with the nose and the moustache on it, that fucking one you buy in the fancy dress shop. Come on. Here's another good one. A holidaymaker suing a travel firm. This is the last one. Holidaymaker suing a travel firm for £100,000, claiming it did not warn her about the danger of flip-flops. She said her flip-flops, she tripped over her flip-flops and broke her ankle. And she's claiming £100,000 off the flip-flops. I tell you what, that is going to fucking be a precedent. They're never going to let that one go through, because how many people have fucking bust their ankle or I've gone flying with flip-flops? They're the most fucking awkward thing to wear, especially when you're drunk. Trip-ups, that's what they're called, don't they? Have you ever carried furniture up and down the stairs wearing flip-flops? That's fucking health and safety. Health and safety gone wrong right there. You're going to come a cropper. So yeah, hopefully they do make it, but I don't think they will, because there's going to be hundreds of claims. I'm ready and waiting. I'd actually really hurt my fucking ankle the other day by dropping a statue on it, and it's got a massive big bruise. It's swollen, and if I don't think it's going to be swollen by the time this claim gets sorted in the courts, but I'll just have to create another injury and be at the ready with my flip-flops. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'm going to go get a drink. Hopefully you do. Don't forget, the pub shut at 10 o'clock. So just join a conga, five-person conga, onto the nearest party and take it from there. Hopefully, anyway, yeah, hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one on Monday. See you then. Bye.